Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers and men and women behind the big rigs. And, of course, our United States Postal Service workers out there, the bulk mail haulers hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail tomorrow. Also, how about our suicide jockeys that are hauling gas and diesel to the gas station so you can fill your tanks up, even though it's a little bit more expensive than what it was a few days ago, again. But anyway, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and the website for the radio show is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, thecaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can go over there right now, and if you can't hear us any other place, you can hear us right there, broadcasting live and in living color. That's our stream that's going to the satellite, coming right from the radio station to the satellite, and you can hear it right there. So, over to the telephone we go, and we've got the professor of politics online here, and it's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yes, and it's not a bad day. Morning, rather. It's 69 degrees with clear skies. We were up to 88 degrees today here, so another postcard day for everybody, and I'll tell you what, you just can't beat the weather at the moment down here. So what's it like out there?
Right now, well, we've got clear skies here in Southern California, 60 degrees, but tomorrow pushing 80.
All right. Now, are you ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And let's not forget that we always remind you about the one nation under God part, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that's one part of the country a lot of people are trying to forget about right now with what we're seeing with this nonsense going on in front of the Supreme Court. Now, I am going to say something here, and then we're going to get started, because I need to debunk some things because I've had some people coming up to me saying, well, they're saying this and they're saying that, and some of the people are starting to bite a lie because they don't know any better. But here we go. It was an unprecedented leak at the Supreme Court, the draft of Justice Alito's majority opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, what are we to make of this? Well, first of all, the betrayal of confidence at the court is deeply disconcerting. Putting public pressure on the justices in this way directly undermines the integrity and independence of the judiciary. Now, no justice should allow this act to influence his or her decision, and no citizen should applaud the leak either. How's that so far?
Pretty good, yeah.
Okay, secondly, the draft opinion is outstanding. However, it's a draft. It's not the final decision. If something like that becomes the opinion of the court, that will be a victory for constitutional self-government, the rule of law, and most importantly, for justice. Because Roe v. Wade was wrong on the day it was decided. Nothing, I'll say this again, nothing in our Constitution protects the right to choose lethal violence in the womb. Nothing. Now, we can pray for the safety of the justices, the integrity of the court, and that one day we'll protect the right to life for all Americans, born and unborn. Your comment.
Well, Captain, yes, what we're going to be seeing here, I think, is a major discussion about what the Constitution provides for, what it doesn't provide for, and the basis of what Roe v. Wade was decided on way back then, basically 50 years ago. So we'll have to see. We'll have to go through these arguments. But what happens, though, is that the reaction, especially by some officials, government officials, basically calling into question the legitimacy of the Supreme Court, or other officials saying, well, they lied to Congress and they got on the court, and on it goes. It's a destabilization of one of our nation's most important institutions, the final word on what the Constitution says or doesn't say. And so it's not a majority opinion in the sense of go out and take a vote of everybody. It's not how we feel about it. It's what the law says.
Yeah.
And if you have the Democrat leadership that doesn't want to listen to what the law says, we got a problem.
Well, before we get into the meat of this issue, it's important to understand that a draft opinion is not a ruling. It's a precursor to a ruling, a moment in time when the U.S. Supreme Court justices make their cases to the other justices on why they hold the preliminary decisions they do. Roe v. Wade has not, as of yet, been overturned. So calm down, everybody. That's not what's happened just yet. And to the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Elizabeth Warrens of the world who are out there trying to get everybody all shook up and all mad and upset because they're not telling you the truth, you need to understand that I just told you the truth, and I got more truth when I come back, because this is an important story that needs to be told accurately and precisely, and you're not getting it from the left side of the aisle. I'm sorry, you're not getting it. You're getting their big wishy-washy lie. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold. Hands down, the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in this portion of the program. This segment is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow, who have been offering a buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. There are 14 different products that are buy one, get one right now, and I'm going to tell you what they are here in a minute. But now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow, because right now you can buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, which are the fancy pillows, the six-piece towel sets, also the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Listen to this list. The classic premium MyPillows, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, the couch pillows, the beach towels and blankets, the woven throw blankets, the trellis throw blankets, the waffle blankets, the accent pillows, the children's Bible pillows, the children's Bible throw blankets, and the bolster pillow. All buy one, get one, all of them. A tremendous deal. A tremendous deal going on. Now, all you need to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive, in addition, folks, Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. The number again, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And happy shopping. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. That's unbelievable, Kyle. 14 different items, and they're all... I told you the super-duper pillows were in there, and the sheets and all that, remember?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, this is really phenomenal.
Yep. All right, let's go back, because I want to finish up this about the leak. Now, we have received... I think we should tell the audience, and we're not going to jump the gun on this... We have received some information. Tell them what the information is that we've received.
Well, we have been approached with some information we are checking out, so we don't have a lot of details to give right now, but possibility of someone within the Supreme Court system there that may have been the one to leak that particular draft opinion.
Yes, and that's all we're going to say. Because we can neither confirm nor deny what we have, but we are definitely trying to do everything we can to confirm it ourselves. And once we do, we'll let you know, but you won't hear a word until we can say that definitively. All right. Now, that being said, the chances are significant that the longstanding privacy decision that protected abortion access will be overturned, according to the now verified draft opinion and the direction to which it points, and that the right to determine the legality and the restrictions, if any, applied to abortions would return back to the individual states. Now, in no way does this make abortion illegal, right?
Well, that's exactly right, because the states have the rights to pass laws. I think one of the problems, Captain, is this is a typical left issue in the sense that they like to have things legislated through decisions or from the bench, basically. They have the ability to codify these things. In fact, you're hearing all this in different states are saying, well, we're going to codify it right away or we'll enhance this or that.
It's not going to happen.
But they have that option in that sense. So you're right. This is not a it's not a ban on abortion per se if this decision goes through, because it reverts back to the states.
Now, see, they don't even have the Roe v. Wade 1973 decision right, because I've heard so many of the Democrats say, well, it was made legal then, it was made legal, and now they're going to make it illegal. Blah, blah, blah. It was not made legal in 1973. It did not legalize abortion at all.
Well, right. They found it somehow. This, as you mentioned, the word privacy. That's the magic word that they used in order to allow it. Basically, yes.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is that the facts of the matter, and these are facts. Go look them up. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but you got U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the matter of the draft opinion, transparency. They're taking political, opportunistic, and manipulative chances here in cases where they can misrepresent what's being said. Now, here is what we've heard. Several conservative, this, and by the way, this came from the two of them. This is their statement. Several conservative justices who are in no way accountable to the people have lied to the Senate, ripped up the Constitution, and defiled precedent and the court's reputation, all at the expense of women who could soon be stripped of bodily autonomy and constitutional rights. First of all, no constitutional rights are being stripped at all. Would you agree with that statement?
Right, yeah.
No one's autonomy is being compromised at all. Would you agree with that?
Right.
And abortion, emphasize it, put quotes around it, exclamation marks, is not being outlawed.
Well, precisely. But many times the far left, especially the liberal Democrat faction, basically, they don't really want to go through the legislative process if they don't have to, because it's much harder. What they would rather get is the legislation basically from the bench. That's why they promote constantly the idea of the activist judges who will find, quote-unquote, things in the law, things in the Constitution to simply allow or give them license to do whatever it is that they're wanting to do that day. Going through the legislative process is much different, but they have that opportunity, the same as any other political actor in our society. What scares me, though, Captain, and maybe that's a strong word, but it's just the reaction that somehow the court is now illegitimate. Our process is just illegitimate. They did not even let this process play out. I think it's important to note that these draft opinions, I'm sure, are a methodology by which they do deliberate. They haven't given their final decision, but the far left and all the TV people and everything, they're all acting as if they have already, and they're just going into orbit about this.
Well, everybody everywhere should be totally outraged and full-throatedly vocal in their condemnation of the politicizing of this issue. Now, it's purposely dishonest to the core and serves the purpose of fomenting chaos and violence in our urban areas again this summer, which is what they want to do. Now, the American people should use this moment in time as a litmus test of honesty in the political and media spheres, and remember that those claiming, such as Charlie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, that our rights are being violated and abortions being outlawed, cannot be trusted to tell the truth, because they are not telling the truth when they say that. They should be. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, I think something else, too, Captain, we're not hearing anything from the left at all about following science. We're not even hearing that word. Nobody wants, at least on the left, nobody wants to know the truth. No, nobody wants to even find it out. If the angel Gabriel could come down and speak the truth to Nancy Pelosi, I don't think she'd want to hear it. In other words, don't we want to know that? I think that's a really interesting question.
Would she want to hear the 10th Amendment, which specifically says and states clearly the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, where abortion is never mentioned nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved specifically and respectfully to the states or to the people? That is the bottom line.
Well, sure. Sure. And they see this as such an enormous defeat if it goes through. They see this, that they cannot recover from this. They'll feel like they're mortally wounded politically as a result of this. And they will want to simply have, and I shudder to say, they will want to have more chaos, division, out and out, just conflict, basically, of any kind among family members, among businesses, among, wherever you go, no matter where you go in our society, this issue is going to permeate that, and they will see to it.
Well, what I've just told you, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely true, 100%. It's easy to verify, and there's an article that you can read about it and find out what I know about it, and it's over at undergroundusa.com. Go over there and read it. It's called "The Overturning of Roe v. Wade Would Not Make Abortion Illegal." It's very direct and to the point. And trust me and believe me when I tell you, it's one of the best articles I've ever seen written about the subject. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on this beautiful Wednesday morning where I'm at. I hope it's nice where you're at, too. And I shall return with more. And I'm going to have Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. southern border numbers are in for the month of April. Reporter Tim Berg has the breakdown.
Border Patrol agents apprehended 211,972 illegal immigrants along the southern border in April, according to preliminary Customs and Border Protection numbers. That's the highest April on record. The CBP statistics also indicate that more than 58,000 illegal immigrants evaded apprehension in April, with Tucson, Arizona and Del Rio, Texas, being the two busiest sectors for gotaways.
The sentencing trial of a Florida school shooter is being delayed until Monday. 23-year-old Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to opening fire at a Parkland high school on Valentine's Day 4 years ago, where he killed 14 students, three employees, and injured 17 others. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
You betcha, and that's how you're hearing us right now, all our station affiliates that are out there, and we thank you very much for the USA Radio Network and the GCN Network and the Salem Selected Media stations that are playing our station. We thank you very, or our show, thank you very much. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Pete and Seth Talbot, the owner-operators of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a company and a product that I've been using for well over 7 years now. Matter of fact, I'm closing in on my 8th year in the not-too-distant future. Now, the reason I take it is simple. It works. I got rid of the narcotics that I was having to take for the pain that I was having and the swelling I was having, and it was the best thing I ever did because it made me tired when I shouldn't have been. It made me dizzy when I shouldn't have been. I had a couple of close occurrences where I almost fell down a flight of stairs because of this stuff. My eyes got all groggy and all that stuff, and I said, man, that's it. I'm done. And I went to this product, which is all natural relief factor. Now, the ingredients in here are what makes it work go. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. The combination of those ingredients helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or even eliminating pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. And Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate the pain by going right straight to the source. Number one, it is drug-free, 100% drug-free. Number two, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now, you guys at the VA to go over there to get a handful of pills all the time, here's a way for you to get rid of the pills. And believe me when I tell you, this is a lot healthier for you than taking some of that nonsense they give you. So if you've got a low-grain deal going with pain and whatnot, try Relief Factor. You just might like it a whole hell of a lot better. And it supports, of course, a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, too. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll see the 1995 3-week quick start logo. Click on that. You sign up for it. You take it for 3 weeks, find out what it'll do for you, and you'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work. And if it doesn't, you're only out $20. But I'll tell you what, I've not heard anybody tell me that it's not worked for them yet. And I've had hundreds of people that have gotten this product, Relief Factor, by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is...
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. And that's so important to get rid of that. So important to get rid of that. Okay.
Absolutely.
We got an email?
We did. We did get an email during the break, Captain, and this is from John. We understand he's a United States Air Force veteran, so thanks for the email very, very much. Captain, he writes in, and we were talking about this a little bit during the break, but he writes in and says, the Democrats have absolutely gone off the deep end with the SCOTUS leak, and Representative Eric Swalwell has said that the court could follow, if they ban abortion, that they could follow with a ban on interracial marriage. He must be a certified lunatic, he writes. Why are there no consequences for such outlandish and false babble? Well, Captain, yes, that's exactly right. Eric Swalwell did say this. He said they want to ban interracial marriage. Those are his exact words. He says, do you want to save that? He says, well, then you should probably vote, he writes. So, Captain, we got to give it to Eric Swalwell. He does have an entertainment factor, I guess, but really puts it in perspective, don't you think, of just how far many on the left are willing to go to try to really overdo this whole issue. There's absolutely no evidence of any kind that the Supreme Court would move to ban interracial marriage. I think John's got it right. Certified lunatic.
Well, he's concerned about his buddy there, Fang Fang.
But Eric Swalwell, of course, I hate to say it's not funny per se, but this guy's on the international,
the short end of the straw.
That's right. But he's basically not ready for prime time player, so he's on the committee that gets a lot of the intelligence committee, correct?
Yeah.
So if he's there and he's had this issue going on before, I mean, the fact that he's there, well, it's because of Nancy Pelosi, but that's another story. But to say such a thing is absolutely incendiary.
Okay, let's talk about Ohio. We waited till now to talk about it, so we need to get that in there. the Republican governor, Mike DeWine, who Donald Trump did not endorse. He endorsed Jim Renacci, who went down in flames. But Mike DeWine has been projected the winner of the Republican primary in Ohio, so he'll be going up against the Democratic challenger there. He enjoyed a majority of the vote early on, roughly doubling up Jim Renacci's number. And the other young man, J.D. Vance, wound up winning. Donald Trump obviously endorsed him, and he's going to go up against a long-term congressman. I believe his name is Tim Ryan. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so he's going to go up against him, and we'll see how that works out. Not a done deal, but at least he's in a winner of the primary right now. So congratulations to both of them and to all the other candidates in Ohio that won their primary races. And it's going to get very interesting. Ohio's going to be an interesting state to watch in November.
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is. And, of course, the Trump endorsements, I think, are somewhat instructive. But it also depends, too, I think, on the candidate and so forth. So I don't know that we read too much into it if the candidate that Trump endorsed did not win, per se. I still think people are moving in the direction of wanting to change things back to where they were working before.
Yeah, and the governor had been doing a fairly decent job there in Ohio. I mean, it wasn't like as if he was, you know, in the can for the liberals or anything like that. He was doing a decent job, and I guess they just had a different way of approaching things, Trump and the governor. Who knows? I know they had a couple of discussions, let's put it that way, discussions in the past, but right. It is what it is. And Donald Trump isn't always right, so I hate to tell you that. But, you know, in that particular case, I think the governor, if he gets reelected, he'll do a really good job, because I haven't heard too many people complaining about the job he already did.
Well, exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are fresh reports coming from Russia that Vladimir Putin faces cancer surgery soon.
Well, that's right. Obviously, I think it's been put off for a time from the information we had prior, but it obviously could be that he's got to have it sooner than later. These things progress. They don't go in a timetable of what's the best time due to the public relations or how the war is going.
Yeah, and Ukraine may be winning the war with Russia, and I use the word maybe because the Russians right now are kind of spitting and sputtering, at the very least. They're not crushing anybody, but they, the Ukrainians now have got some decent weaponry to go out and go after the bad boys, the bad Russians. But they say they need more aid to do so. So here we go. What are we going to do now?
Well, I do think it's in everyone's best interest that Russia gets driven out of Ukraine. How that happens is somewhat debatable. But basically, though, we've seen a lot of military hardware, a lot of support go their way. I do think it behooves us to have that happen. But, you know, Captain, there was a story we touched on last night as well in the program, and that is that some of the stockpiles of the United States already become somewhat, I don't want to say depleted, but they're getting less, obviously, as a result of this. So there has to be a two-pronged approach to this. Support Ukraine, but make sure that we also have the ability to use our own material if necessary.
Now, there's also some approach here trying to figure out what's going to happen because the leak of the Associate Justice Samuel Alito's draft opinion on the Roe v. Wade case immediately prompted calls from lawmakers calling for a criminal investigation, according to the Washington Examiner, who reports that whatever it is that happens, charges may or may not be filed against the leaker, but may not be filed against a leaker unless the Chief Justice specifically comes up with something that they can charge him for. But other than that, there are no laws on the books that were broken, believe it or not, by him leaking anything. The only thing is, if he's an attorney, he can be disbarred.
And that's still pretty, that's also a big deal, though, if you get disbarred.
Yeah, because these law clerks that are there, these guys are all, they're all attorneys, first of all, and they're trying to up their game so they can do something more down the line. Okay, hold that thought, folks, and we come back more with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And my buddy Mark Walters from Modern America Radio is going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
talking about what is and what ain't country. What gives them the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots? Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute, let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain, or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12, on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, bagging in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge, just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you, I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge, just be proud of what makes you country.
Oh boy, I'm telling you, Kyle, that'll get you going. That's Luke Bryan, What Makes You Country.
I like that song a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, really, and I haven't played that in a long time, and I saw it when I was scooting through the files tonight, and I said, man, I got to play that one. Okay, let's get going here. I'm going to tell everybody what's going on. Severe thunderstorms or tornadoes, you heard me right, damaging winds, hail, and heavy rainfall are expected over the southern plains today and Mississippi Valley on Thursday. Had a lot of bad weather yesterday bouncing around the Ohio Valley and the lower part of down into the Midwest. Now, excessive rainfall with rainfall rates of 2 inches plus per hour or higher could bring flash flooding into those areas. We've got a lot of rain going on right now in Missouri and Arkansas and Oklahoma and parts of Kansas and the northern tip of Texas. We'll tell you all about that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, thanks very much. Yeah, we've got some evacuation orders going on effect outside of Las Vegas, New Mexico tonight as the Calf Canyon and Hermit's Peak fires continue to grow. So if you're in that area, it looks like it's going to be a little bit north and west of Las Vegas, New Mexico. You've got that to deal with. So be careful and of course, watch out for any kind of smoke, of course, coming across the road, perhaps. Also, tonight, we've got freeze warning. This is going to be in the along Interstate 15. It's going to be east of Interstate 15 in an area named Junction, Utah, which is going along Highway 89. So if you're in that area, you've definitely got a hard freeze warning going on. Now, in Wyoming, this is where we got a lot of the weather tonight, and that has to do with some special weather statements having to do with snow coming through in the various areas there in Wyoming. You could have 1 to 3 inches expected. You could have even more above the 8,000 or 9,000 foot level. But this is definitely going to impact Interstate 80. This is going to be, it looks like, in the Rock Springs area. So if you're coming across I-80 there, you're definitely going to have that. This is also going to be up near Cody, Wyoming. And it looks like it's going to stay pretty much west of I-25 as you head out of Montana down into near Casper. So be aware of that tonight as well. We do have some active rain going on the map tonight, and that is happening there in central Wyoming, mix of snow as well. And then also down near Cheyenne, we've got a lot of rain reading on the radar right now. That's going to dip down to Fort Collins, and also it's going to go a little bit east into Nebraska as well. And if you're in Portland, Oregon, or if you're in Seattle, Washington, Thursday, Thursday, Thursday. You've got rain coming in, it looks like, in the forecast, Captain, for the next several days. So hunker down in those cities for sure.
Okay, North Dakota, 29, Canadian border, south down to Fargo. You've got a lot of areas still that are flooded in there and flooding. And every time you get a shower, it just makes it a little bit worse. Moorhead, Minnesota, same thing. Duluth, Minnesota, west out of Duluth, going about maybe 100 miles, same thing there. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, same thing there. Now, the heavy rain, the heavy flooding rain tonight, right now, is down in the southwest corner of Missouri. To be particular about it, it's Joplin, Springfield, and over towards Lebanon, and it goes down to Branson, and it goes north probably 75 miles out of Springfield. Now, you also in the southeastern corner of Kansas tonight have got excessive rain and some flooding going on there. In the northwestern corner, to include Fayetteville and Russellville, Arkansas, you have got heavy rain there with some flooding going on in Arkansas. That would be I-40, that area, north and south. And then over in Oklahoma tonight, if you're on I-35, if you're on I-40, if you're on I-44, you are going to have rain, lots of it. You're going to have flooding again in a lot of those areas, so please be careful. Be careful, and remember, don't drive through standing water unless you really, really, really know where you are and what you're doing, because that water can take you and move you downstream. Next thing you know, they're getting you in the car out of the river, and you're not living anymore. So keep that in mind. Now, in Florida, in the southeastern corner of, of Alabama tonight, we've got dense fog. Tallahassee's under dense fog tonight, over towards Live Oak, and that goes down to the water, and then going up into the southeastern corner of Alabama, the fog is up in there as well. And looking at the eastern seaboard, we got a little bit of questionable weather, possibly some fog in the mix up there in the Chesapeake Bay area. And, again, Lynn has got probably a little bit of a wave current up there around Cape Cod, up there where she's at, because we can see that there are some waves, some disturbances up there going on in her backyard. Okay, well, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you can find them at pilotflyingj.com. There you're going to find all kinds of great information about locations of the Pilot and Flying J travel centers wherever you're traveling, all across the highways and byways of the land. Now, typically, pro drivers, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after just six fills. Try that with just 2 points with the other guys, but for May and June, they're pushing it up, folks. They're giving you 5 points per gallon this May and June when you activate the Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. The My Rewards Plus app is what you download from pilotflyingj.com or from the Apple Store or from the Google Play Store to track your points for your Driver's Club membership. You'll earn points in everything that you buy, your fuel, your supplies, your food at the Pilot Flying J. And for May and June, you activate Push for Points, you get 5 points per gallon. So you can't beat it. Be sure to go to pilotflyingj.com or drive into any location and join the Driver's Club. We'll see you there.
Yay! And by the way, a little news for the truckers. The People's Convoy, Truckers Convoy, is suing the District of Columbia over the road blockades, the First Amendment violations that they encountered when they had their protests there in D.C.
Wow. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works out.
Yep, yep.
All righty, here comes the music in my ears, so you hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning, lots more coming your way. And I'm going to tell you about the CDC and what they're going to do. They're going to reinstitute something that's really going to make you mad again. We'll tell you what it is. You probably haven't heard about it, but you'll hear about it here when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.